Reading from Luke chapter 7, starting in verse 36. One of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. And behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus, answering, said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he answered, "Say it, teacher." A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now which of them will love him more? Simon answered, "The one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt." And he said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little, loves little." And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Then those who were at table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Let's pray. Lord God, we come before you because the curtain was torn in two. Jesus died for us so that we can be with you, to study your word, to be in relationship with you. And we ask that you would focus our hearts now on the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. We thank you for that gift, and we pray in his name. Amen. Be seated. In our world of speed, it is easy to lose the importance of things. We can communicate immediately via text or email, and we forget how nice it is to sit down and have a conversation over dinner. We do so many activities that we don't realize it's been so long since we sat and watched the sunset. We are always focused on the next thing. This week, Holy Week, can sometimes pass us by. We have fun on Palm Sunday watching the kids wave branches. Then we go through our normal daily lives until it is Sunday again and we have breakfast together and proclaim he is risen before we get together with family to eat ham. And then we move on with our lives. I'm certainly guilty of this. It was the last week of the quarter at school, so I have piles of grading to do. I have speech tournaments I'm trying to prepare for, and sometimes my mind is not focused on what it needs to be focused on. But it would surely benefit us to pause for a moment and consider the depth of the events of this week, especially today, Good Friday. From Jesus praying in the garden to when he was placed in the tomb, the events of Good Friday should weigh heavy on our hearts. But sometimes they do not. It is simply something that is mentioned in passing, or a catchphrase that children learn, "Jesus died on the cross for our sins." Yes. Yes, he certainly did. But do we really feel the weight of that sacrifice? I would argue that if you do not feel the full weight of Good Friday, then you cannot feel the full joy of Easter Sunday. There are many Sundays that I come here for church, and I think about the week that I had and I feel completely unworthy of being here and worshiping the Lord and being in His Word. Not to mention how unworthy I feel to be the one leading the worshiping. I think there's no way I should be doing this. Just look at what I've done this week. And I kind of feel like if Jesus was standing next to me on a Sunday morning and I told Him that, He would probably respond something like, "Yeah, that's the point. Of course you're not worthy. You will never be worthy. But I am worthy. That's why I took your place. I was crucified because you, Jared Nelson, are a sinner." That thought weighs heavy on me tonight. And I hope that it weighs heavy on you too. Do not just let "Jesus died for our sins" become a hollow phrase, but remember that He did it for you. Jesus was whipped and beaten because you are a sinner. They pushed thorns into His head because you are a sinner. They hammered nails through His hands and feet because you are a sinner. They drove a spear into His side and pierced His heart because you are a sinner. And He died the most horrible death, hanging on a cross, because you are a sinner. That should weigh on us. But just like the woman in Luke 7, that weight should lead to an indescribable lightness. She was forgiven so deeply that she then loved so deeply. The relief she must have felt at hearing that she was forgiven and saved can only come from knowing the depth of her sin and how the amazing grace of Jesus Christ is the only thing that could cleanse her from that sin. This Good Friday evening, I encourage you, brothers and sisters, admit your sin. Do not justify it. Do not validate it. Do not blame it on others. You have sinned against a holy and righteous God, and the only just outcome for that sin is your death. But if you believe in Jesus Christ, if you receive His sacrifice, if you accept that His death took the place of your death, then you can feel the incredible weight of someone else atoning for your sin in the most terrible of ways. And on Sunday morning, you can feel the most amazing joy that your Savior has conquered that death, has risen from the grave, and now sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. But that amazing joy, I truly believe, can only come from amazing sorrow. If Good Friday is not a big deal, then Easter Sunday is not a big deal. I exhort you, friends, do not let either of them be less than what they are. The greatest pain in the history of the world becomes the greatest victory in the history of the world. The final song we're going to sing is "Jesus Paid It All." And that song has an incredibly important message for us. It hearkens to the final words Jesus spoke before He died on the cross. "It is finished." That sin, that weight that we feel tonight, was completely and irrevocably atoned for by Jesus Christ on the cross. There is nothing that we can add to it, nothing more that He needs to do. All of your sin is atoned for in the sacrificial blood of Jesus Christ. Believe in Him and be saved.